Dr. Pym was driving his pupils home from the zoo when Greenbottle, for some quite inexplicable reason, pulled out the hand throttle of the doctor's car, with the result that the car crashed on the slippery road and turned over. The boys were unhurt, but the unfortunate master was injured. An ambulance has taken him to the casualty ward of the general hospital. A nurse is watching over his bed. He appears to be still unconscious.
How do you feel now? Now, you just take it easy and everything will be all right.
Good morning, boys.
There aren't any boys here.
Oh, all late, are they? All late.
Now, don't you worry about the boys. Here, drink this.
Oh, who are you?
I'm a nurse.
Nurse? You're not in my class.
No. Listen, you had a bit of an accident. You got a bit of a shaking up, but you're going to be all right. Here, drink this.
Thanks.
There. Feel better?
No. Yes. Where am I, nurse? How long have I been here?
You're in the general hospital, and they brought you in yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, and you've had a good sleep.
Oh, my head.
Yes, you've got a bit of a knock on the head, but it's nothing serious.
Oh.
You feel comfortable?
Yes, thank you.
What would you like?
I'll have one out of the pump. I mean, no, nothing, thanks, I.
Oh, well, you just lie still and take it easy today. You'll be all right by tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
There aren't any bones broken.
Oh, where are the boys? Where are the boys? What happened to them?
Nothing. None of them got a scratch, apparently.
No, they wouldn't.
I think they were a little shaken up, but none of them are here.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Well, I'd better go and see some other patients.
No, don't go away, nurse. Look, just talk to me for a while.
Oh, you feel well enough?
Yes, certainly.
I suppose I could get the particulars now, if you feel up to it.
Particulars?
Yes. This is a public hospital, you see, and we have to get particulars of all patients that come in.
Oh.
I'll get the card.
Oh, well, why do they want particulars?
Oh, just record purposes.
Oh, but yeah, but who wants them, Mike?
I think it's the government. I don't know what they do with them.
Oh.
Now then, full name.
Pym Archibald.
Yes, that's right. We've got that.
Oh, we've got
occupation? Schoolmaster, isn't it?
To my everlasting regret, yes.
Your birthday?
Do the authorities want to know my birthday?
Yes.
Why, are they going to send me something?
No, they just want to know your age.
Well? 142.
142?
Yes, 142 Main Street, City.
No, your age, not your address.
Age, 12. No, well, that depends.
How do you mean, depends?
Well, you see, you know, I was born in leap year, you know, an April coming once in four, leap year one, I'm 42 if.
You're what?
42 if.
42 if?
Yes, if I live another 3 years.
Oh, perhaps that crack on the head was worse than
I always
thought.
Crack jokes. As a matter of fact, nurse, I feel a lot better now.
Oh, that's good.
That medicine stuff you gave me was certainly effective.
Well, let's get these other particulars. Are you married?
Married?
Yes.
Oh, nothing to speak of. Look, let's not worry about those now. Get them later. You know, I've never been in a hospital before. That is, not with such a nice nurse.
Now, you go right off to sleep like a good patient.
Yes, but isn't it a nice day?
Well, it's cloudy and bitterly cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't it a nasty day?
Yes, it is.
Well, that seems to clear that up. I don't suppose you like schoolmasters.
Oh, I don't object to them.
You don't?
No, I'm quite used to them.
Oh, used to them?
Yes. You see, my father was a schoolmaster.
Your father? Oh, you don't say. I wonder if I know him.
He had the nickname of Squid.
Not Squid Lambert.
That's him.
What, that old... Is he your father?
Yes. My name's Lambert.
Well, what a large world it is. What big eyes you have, Grant. I mean, isn't it a small place we live in?
Yes. Well, now you've got to lie back there while I go and fix up my patients in Ross Ward.
Oh, no, don't go yet, miss. I mean, it'd be far better if we get...
Just a minute. Sounds like visitors for you.
Oh, just when we were getting to know each other, too.
Yes, well, that's a pity, but still...
Well,
Yes? How's it going?
Who?
Yes, you eat it, Dr. Pym.
Oh, you're the boy.
Yes, we've come to see the teacher.
How's the old bottle getting on?
Yes, can we see him?
Well, just a minute. Just wait there for a minute and I'll see if he's well enough. There are three peculiar-looking boys here to see you. You feel up to it?
No, I suppose I'll have to. It'll probably be safer to bring them in here. If you leave them out there, you never know what might happen.
Oh, I see.
Well, if they come in here, they better be quiet. All right, you can come in. But don't make any noise and don't stay too long.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Good morning, boys.
Listen, you don't dare make any more noise like that, or you'll have to leave immediately.
Is he all right?
Yes, he's all right, but too much noise isn't going to improve things.
Scott, you better be quiet, eh?
Yes.
There's no need to whisper, but don't make too much noise.
Yes, yes. Oh, we don't have to whisper.
There's no need for that. Well, if you want anything, just ring.
Oh, thank you, nurse.
Strike, you're looking crook, sir.
Yes.
Yes,
I brought some flowers, see?
Oh, that was a very kind thought of yours, Greenbottle.
Yes, it wasn't.
Well, what do you mean it wasn't?
Yes, it wasn't my thought.
Well, whose was it?
The old man's.
Your father thought of the flowers.
Yes.
Well, that was very nice of him.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he said it's better to have them before.
Before?
Yes.
What do you mean?
He says you can smell them then.
Smell them?
Yes, you know, the flowers.
Before?
Yes, before you die.
How did he? Greenbottle, I'm not going to die. I've got no intention of dying.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, what do you know about that?
Greenbottle, I wouldn't be at all surprised if you'd like me to die.
Oh, Strike, sir, aren't you going to die?
No, Bottomy, I'm not. Listen, what is it? Why this disappointed look on everybody's face?
Stay up, Bottomy, you owe me sixpence.
I beg your pardon?
I was talking to Bottomy, sir.
I know you were, but what about?
Well, sir, he owes me sixpence.
What for?
Well, he bet me sixpence you were going to die.
Oh, he did he?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, my old man will be disappointed, too.
Will he? Why?
Well, he'll reckon he's picked the flowers for nothing.
Yes, what? Now, well, seeing that I've caused so much disappointment and annoyance to people, perhaps I'd better die.
Be a sport, sir, and I'll save sixpence.
Yes, well, I'll see what I... Bother me. I really think you're more concerned about that sixpence than you are about me.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you wouldn't be surprised.
No. Well, you would be if I could only get out of this bed, my boy. It was your fault that I'm here at all.
No, it's not.
Of course it is. You deliberately pulled out the throttle and made the car go into a skid.
Yes, but Bottomy told me to.
Oh, that's right. Go on, blame me.
Well, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I shut up, Bottomy.
Listen, do you boys realize that you're in a hospital? There are other patients here as well. Quite apart from the fact that this noise is most disturbing to me.
Please, sir, what's a skid?
Do you think this is any time to ask me questions?
Well, I just thought I'd ask, sir.
Well, don't.
Well, I thought you might know, sir.
Well, of course I know.
Well, what is it?
It's what, a skid?
Yes.
It's what we got into yesterday.
Or a car.
Yes. What are you talking about?
Well, we got into a car yesterday.
I know we did, but... Yes, and what's more, it's a fact that I very much regret. The car got into a skid. Does that suit you better?
That suits me.
Yes. Yeah, well, it mightn't suit you so well when I get you back in the classroom
my boy. Yeah, well,
Well, what?
Well, I was just wondering if I'll go to school again.
Why?
Well, you see, I sold all my books this morning.
You sold all your school books?
Yeah.
What on earth for?
Well, I thought you were going to die.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you tricked me.
Yes, and I tricked you too.
Yes, and me old man as well.
Well, at least I've achieved something.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'd better take the flowers home again. Yes,
certainly. Take them home again? Why?
Well, my old man will go mad.
He'll go mad?
Yes.
He's been mad for years.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, neither have I.
Oh, listen, look, go away. I can't bear this sort of nonsense in my present condition.
Well, hey, how long are you going to be here for, sir? A year?
A year?
Yeah.
No, possibly I'm not. Yeah. I'm sorry to disappoint you again, but I'll be back at school for the next lesson.
Oh, all right, yeah.
And so, Bottomy, you'd better buy all your school books back again.
Yes, right,
but you wouldn't be back. Again.
Yes, sure. He will have to buy them back again.
What's this, sir?
What, Stanford?
This sort of graft is behind this vase, sir.
Well, look, that happens to be a chart, and it's no business of yours, Stanford, so come away for it.
Give us a look.
Bottomy, look, did you hear what I said?
Oh, you mug, Bottomy, you've knocked all my flowers out of me.
Well, why don't you look where you're going?
Put them on the floor.
I can't get with them up.
Will you push them?
Christ, you've broken the vase and everything.
Oh, I never did it. I fell off the mantelpiece. That's
what
happened.
You're right.
What on earth are you boys up to? Here, stop that. What's this on the floor?
Yes, Bottomley broke the glass.
I never did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, keep quiet. Keep quiet. All the patients in the next ward are terrified out of their lives.
Yes, yes. Are any of them dying?
Dying? Why?
Yes, well, they can have these flowers.
I'm quite sure they've got enough flowers.
Yes.
And just look at your poor teacher. He's exhausted.
Yes.
Well, you'll have to leave, all of you. Now, go out quietly.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, strike. We never did anything.
No, well, you're certainly not going to do any more. Now, leave immediately.
Yes, well, give us three flowers now, don't
you? Yes, and don't make any noise in the passage.
Morning, sir.
Will you, boy, be quiet?
Well, Dr. Pym doesn't seem to be able to get any peace even in hospital. And I should imagine that his attitude towards his pupils won't be particularly friendly when he next meets them in the classroom. Be sure and listen for the next episode when the boys of the fourth form return to school.